Multifamily investment reached a new high of €40 billion across 8 European markets tracked by Savills last year, the highest ever recorded, and up almost 27% on 2017. Germany accounted for the lion's share with €15.1 billion of turnover, the third highest volume in the last 10 years. What historically has been considered an alternative sector to commercial real estate now accounts on average for 17% of the total investment, up from a five-year average of 13%, according to Savills. The markets with the highest annual changes were France, which grew from less than €200 million in 2017 to almost €3.2 billion in 2018, Ireland, where investment volumes increased tenfold to €1.1 billion, and Spain, where the turnover jumped from less than €1 million to over €3 billion last year, according to Savills. In half of the markets, Denmark, Sweden, the Netherlands and Spain, the volume of multifamily investment was higher than offices, making it the preferred property investment segment for the first time on record. A lot of investors don't know what to buy or what to invest in, and multifamily is very stable, André Schmüller, CEO of Domicile Real Estate, told us. I think we'll see further growth in the sector over the next 2 to 3 years. This year, we'd like to invest between €200 million and €400 million in multifamily assets in B and C cities in Germany, such as Hanover or Bremen. In September last year, the Danish pension fund PFA invested more than €1 billion in buying the Century residential portfolio from Industrie Wohnen, consisting of 3,700 homes across Germany. Domicile Real Estate, for its part, is targeting the mid-segment of the multifamily sector. It's what we call the VW golf size, Schmüller said. We don't like to go below €8 million or above €50 to €80 million on our own. It's becoming harder and harder to invest because more investors are looking, so prices are going to go up. Another investor betting big on multifamily is Munich-based developer for residential, office and logistics, GIAG. We have around €1 billion of total investment in the pipeline, including May Living in Stuttgart, in which we're investing around €80 million, Philip Fershi, CEO of GIAG, told us. May Living will comprise 67 apartments and an office component. In Karlsruhe, GIAG is in the planning stage for its Quartier Resi and office development, comprising three buildings, including two refits and 230 Resi units. We'll invest around €150 million in it, and it should be completed by the end of 2023, Fershi added. In southern Germany, the main driver of interest in the multifamily space is the low interest rates, according to Fershi. The other driver is institutional investors looking for opportunities, he said. 20 years ago, multifamily wasn't at all interesting to most investors. Another driver has been the increase in single-person households. In Berlin, the proposed rental cap will impact on foreign investment into multifamily assets because of the uncertainty of what will happen with rents. The attraction of long-term income streams and the anticipation of future rental growth on the back of rising demand for rental homes and restrained supply have been the main drivers behind the growth of the multifamily investment sector, according to Marcus Roberts, director of Savills Operational Capital Markets. We expect this trend to continue, and we see the share of the multifamily sector rising up to 20% of the total investment activity in most markets in the medium term. This will be supported by the general shift of investors towards income-producing assets and sectors whose fundamentals are driven by structural change rather than cyclical factors, Roberts added. Going forward, portfolio sales and rising development activity will bring more product to the market, which in combination with a wider investor base should result in higher turnover levels, especially markets coming from a lower base, according to Roberts. There is growing potential, especially in France, the UK, Spain and Ireland, he said.